The Institute of Certified Public Accountants of Uganda has officially launched the 2026 Financial Reporting Awards, urging organizations to aggressively leverage science and technology to transform their business models and reporting mechanisms. Speaking at the launch of the awards at Hotel Africana, Lydia Tusi, Manager Business Development, ICPAU, explained that this year's scheme centers on driving sustainable reporting through technology and innovation.
Pushing developments around the ESG sustainability, we're not focusing on just profits alone. We are now required as accountants to be custodians of sustainability, to see that we support the sustainability agenda from building from our own strength, and that is financial reporting, so that we can also report on the other aspects and see ways how we can support businesses to scale up, but also to enhance their governance structures.
Stephen Inigate, the chairperson of the Fire Hours Committee, encouraged entities of all sizes and sectors to submit their annual reports for evaluation.
This year, we are hoping to have quite a number coming from government ministries, agencies, departments of government, universities, schools, you know, what you call public sector. We really need a majority of them to come on board. Related to that, not-for-profit organizations, NGOs, and we require entities to submit their annual report.
Lynn Tukeyi, the Communications Manager at Capital Markets Authority, committed unwavering support to firms in technological advancement as a core pillar to increase financial inclusion and market efficiency. The Head of Sustainable Procurement Secretariat at the Ministry of Finance, Planning and Economic Development, David Chiyinji Nyimbwa, has urged organizations and financial entities to align procurement frameworks with sustainability principles, digital inclusion, and supplier development for Uganda to build a procurement ecosystem that is driven by diversity and shared growth. Addressing suppliers, procurement experts, business leaders, and other stakeholders at the National Social Security Fund Suppliers Forum 2026 at Sheraton Hotel, under the theme Powered by Diversity, Driven by Shared Growth, Chiyinji indicated that when sustainability practices are fixed across procurement systems, they create long-term value that benefits both institutions and the national economy.
We need partners, and basically, for the suppliers, partners, service providers, we are not good at everything. You may know things we don't have. You may know vendors we don't know. The point will be is we can't deliver value in isolation of you. So every supplier relationship strengthens or weakens the vendor experience. And that's the skill. So you become an extension for us, how we deliver that wonderful experience to the member.
Dan Mugura, the Chief Procurement and Disposal Officer at the National Social Security Fund, advises that sustainable procurement must move beyond transactional processes to become a strategic tool for advancing economic, social, and environmental development.
Most of the businesses, up 40% of the businesses in Uganda are owned by women, but when it comes to our Indian culture, they get up to 2%. This is not fair. We require, because what the procurement requires, that, for example, we have performance guarantees and big security, and these are big money. How do we support you? We have the security director, and even we have percentages within which we require these performances. So we are always supported on that in asking and requiring for it.